Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
King Obama has done it again, this time on the homosexual agenda. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about these two new executive orders that actually amend the non-discrimination laws for employment to include sexual orientation and gender identity. And Matt, this will affect right now at least an estimate of 20% of the American public, American workers. This is beyond his ability, beyond his authority to add into a category of non-discrimination two new categories that Congress has rejected over and over and over again. Multiple Congresses have rejected putting this language or passing this language into law.
Yeah, the imperial presidency continues, and this president's war on Christianity continues. INDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, so-called, the left has been trying to ram that through Congress for two decades. It falls short every time because it is so radical. You know, they portray this as a panacea against workplace discrimination, but really what it is it does the exact thing that it purports to prevent. It codifies discrimination. It says that anybody who holds to a biblical worldview of sexual morality cannot live out their faith in commerce, in the workplace, in private business. And so Obama has circumvented Congress, a radical initiative that he cannot get passed through Congress. And now the imperial president has signed it with an executive order and has now targeted Christian organizations and companies for discrimination, saying you have to abandon the biblical model of human sexuality that recognizes that sex is only permissible and appropriate within the bonds of marriage between a man and a woman. If that's your worldview, you need not apply for a federal relationship or contract with the federal government.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. Not just one Congress, but multiple Congresses for many years have considered the so-called Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Now, that is a law or bill that has been proposed, and it's been rejected time and time again by one or both chambers of the Congress. And that was an amendment to the existing list of protections of race and so forth as part of the non-discrimination in employment, where they would add, first of all, sexual orientation. That's what originally it started off with. And then Barney Frank, a number of years ago, added, in addition to sexual orientation, gender identity, which is the broader term. All in your head is basically what it means. Those have been rejected over and over again. Congress has refused multiple times, multiple Congresses, different constituencies, different makeup of Congress. They've rejected that. Now what President Obama has done is he's put this into an executive order. So it applies to all the federal workers, so everybody who is employed by the federal government at all levels, and anybody who is contracting or subcontracting work with the federal government. Now, it is estimated that it will roughly affect 28 million American workers, or one-fifth or 20% of all American workers, and roughly 24,000 American companies. This means that all of these companies, religious or not, because there's no religious exemption to it, they will be forced to accept a radical LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and whatever you want to add to that alphabet soup. And it means that in these companies, men literally can use women's restrooms. Men can use women's changing room. Because it's not a hypothetical. It's not a fear tactic. We've seen that this has actually happened in other places that have adopted these gender identity provisions. It means in department stores, we've seen this happen, where men can go and use the women's changing room. It's absurd. Now every person in the federal government is under this, and every federal contractor and all the subcontractors that work with those contractors are going to be under this as well if they want to work with the federal government.
And the insult that has been added to the injury here is that INDA has not, they have not been able to get into RAND through, even with a so-called religious exemption. Now, the exemption itself was effectively illusory. It was weak. It was kind of a platitude for, they threw it out there so they could bring some Republicans on board and get some religious figures to sign off on it and so forth. But this president specifically was lobbied by radical groups, extremist groups like the Human Rights Campaign and other sexual anarchist pressure groups to preclude any religious exemption whatsoever. So his executive order is actually more radical than the Employment Non-Discrimination Act that Congress have not been able to get through Congress. And it is very telling that all these leftist homosexualist groups, including the ACLU and others, have now withdrawn their support of the original INDA bill because of the religious exemptions. And they say, we don't want any protections whatsoever for Christians.
Yeah. On the current bill that's been before Congress that has not been able to pass, it does have a religious exemption. It includes sexual orientation and gender identity. This is a bill that has never been able to pass, but it has the religious exemption. But you're right. The ACLU and the other...
AFL-CIO.
They all have recently... They used to back it, but now they don't back it because it has a religious exemption, because people of faith can opt out of that.
And they've seen with Hobby Lobby that may actually have some teeth.
Yeah. So now what President Obama does is he puts into an executive order what could not get passed by Congress, and clearly what could not be passed by Congress is if they didn't have the religious accommodation provision. So he puts in what could not be passed, even with a religious accommodation, and he takes out the religious accommodation. It is the same kind of thing in your face that he did with the Obamacare HHS mandate, throwing down the throat of people of faith the requirement that you have to kill children through this abortion mandate. Now he's throwing down the throat of people of faith, throwing in your face that you have to accept something that is sinful, the sinful lifestyle that is unnatural, it's unbiblical. It is sinful, and you have to do that as a prerequisite to living and existing as a federal employee or working with the federal government.
And Matt, doesn't that underscore the utter hubris of this man, Barack Hussein Obama, that he gets a humiliating smackdown from the U.S. Supreme Court on a series of overreaches? Multiple Supreme Court cases have checked his reckless abuse of power and his executive authority. And so what's his reaction to that? Within weeks from being having a humiliating smackdown from the U.S. Supreme Court on Hobby Lobby that says, no, of course Christian business owners have the protections from the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. He then turns around and does essentially the exact same thing that the Supreme Court has overturned through this INDA executive order, except even to a much more overreaching degree, and it encroaches on religious liberty even to a greater degree than what he had done with the HHS abortion mandate.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And he is literally taking upon himself powers that are not conferred to the President of the United States. The President can't, through the executive order, just bypass Congress, and that's what he's doing. And this is reprehensible. This is a dictatorship. This is a fiefdom that he is doing, and he needs to be stopped. He needs to literally be impeached. We're continually calling for his impeachment. He has done one thing after another, where he has usurped power. He's not only done things that he has no authority to do, he refuses to enforce portions of the law or the entire law that Congress has put in front of him to enforce. He just simply thinks he is the king and the Constitution is a pesky document. Go to libertycouncil.com, and sign the petition urging members of Congress to impeach President Obama. That's libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com. This is a moment in history where this president is ruining America, not only here domestically, but abroad. His failed policies around the world have not only put Americans at risk, but also our allies at risk, not only in the Middle East, but in other places around the world. And in America, he is extending his anti-life, anti-morality, anti-Judeo-Christian values to undermine America. He's doing that around the world as well through the State Department and through federal dollars, threatening that these governments, if they don't liberalize their laws on abortion and homosexuality, that they will not get the federal support that they've gotten before. This is a man that needs to be impeached. He does not deserve to be the president of the United States of America. Go to libertycouncil.com and sign the petition to impeach President Obama and send it to your friends as well. Remember to pray and support Liberty Counsel's ministry. You can go to libertycouncil.com or lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.